We're up to Simen Nun Ches. We're beginning the halachas of Kriyashma. So we begin Zman Kriyashma Shel Shachris. What is the Zman of Kriyashma Shel Shachris? Misheyire es chavero haragili moktsas. When you see a friend that you're used to a little bit, Berachak Dalar Amis, from four Amis away, Viyaki Renu, and you will recognize him. So Zman Kriyashma, Mishnah Berura says, this is not only Kriyashma, this is also referring to Birkos Kriyashma. When is the Zman? The Pasuk says, B'shoch b'cho uv kumecha. What is Zman Kima, the time that people get up? Since people generally start getting up when it starts getting light enough to recognize a friend that's not too close because you can recognize him when it's almost pitch black, and not someone you don't know, because it'll take a lot longer to recognize him, but someone you recognize, say somebody who comes as a guest periodically. So when you can recognize him, that is already a Zman Kima. That is a time that many people get up, and as a result of it, that is also Zman Kriyashma. Mishnah Berura also says that since part of Kriyashma is the Parsha of Tzitzis, the Chazal were mitzaref that to the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and the Parsha of Tzitzis includes the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which has Urisem also in it, which according to many Rishonim does not apply Balaila. The mitzvah of Tzitzis we saw in Hilchas Tzitzis, according to many Rishonim, is Dafka from the Sheyakir when the Zman of Riya comes. So the Zman of Kriyashma and the Zman of Tzitzis are identical. The Nimshach Zmano. So how far does this go? At Sof Gimel Shals, until the end of 3 hours, Shehu Revi'a Hayom, which is the first quarter of the day. In other words, we are not referring to 60-minute hours. We are referring to taking the day, dividing it into 12, and every 12th of the day is going to be an hour. So in the winter, where the day is smaller, it's shorter, the hours will be smaller. In the summer, when the day is longer, the hours are going to be longer. How do you count the day? So there's a machlokas the Mishnah Berura here brings, which is the two zmanim of Kriyashma. The Magen Avraham says that we count from Alos HaShachar, whereas the Gra says that we count from Neitz HaChama. There are some things for which day begins at Alos, and there are many mitzvahs that begin only at Neitz HaChama. So the Magen Avraham says that the day begins at Alos for dividing it, and the Gra says from Neitz. The Nafkamina is going to be quite big with regard to Kriyashma if we're starting an hour earlier. What is the right time to say Kriyashma? So although it says that you're allowed to Mishayir es Chavero, the problem is that Yir es Chavero Haragil Imo is before Neitz. It is quite a bit before Neitz. And as a result of it, if you start saying Kriyashma then, you won't be able to be saying Shmon Esrei for a while, because the Zman Tfila Lechatchila is only from Neitz HaChama. That being the case, it is not ideal to say Kriyashma so early, unless someone is going to be davening later anyway. He is just saying Kriyashma alone without tefillah at this point. There, saying it Mishayakir is fine. Now, the Sov Zman Kriyashma that we saw, which is until Gimel Shas, refers to the Mishnah Berura says, completing the entire Kriyashma. So that the fact that you just get to start before Sov Zman Kriyashma is not enough. You have to complete the entire Kriyashma before Sov Zman Kriyashma. Now the Mishnah Berura says, if someone does not have tefillin, doesn't have talis, doesn't have tefillin, he says that what you should do is say Kriyashma with its brachas without talis and tefillin in order to say it bizmana. Zman Kriyashma is more important than talis and tefillin. Not only that, but saying Kriyashma with its brachas has kedim over talis and tefillin. So according to the Mishnah Berura, if you have a choice between just saying Kriyashma without talis and tefillin, and saying the brachas later, or saying Kriyashma with its brachas early without your talis and tefillin, you're better off saying Kriyashma without talis and tefillin with its brachas, and then later when you have your talis and tefillin, you'll have to make up for the rest of davening. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berura says even if you are mistopic that you may be missing Zman Kriyashma, you're better off saying Shema with the brachas beforehand. Whereas, what happens if you know you're going to get to Aleis in Tefillin? Then you should not start saying before the Solzman Krishma, you should not say Shema earlier without your Talis and Tefillin, because saying Shema without your Tefillin is Ki'ilu Meid Eda Sheker. You're saying Uksharten, the mitzvah of putting Tefillin on yourself, and you're not wearing Tefillin. Now, as far as Tefillah B'Tzibur is concerned, if you're going to Mizman Krishma over Tefillah B'Tzibur, you shouldn't do that. You're better off you're better off making Zman Krishma and davening B'Tzibur. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, just say Shema beforehand, and then together with the Tzibur, you will say again Krishma with its brachas. So that if it's a matter of missing Zman Krishma over Talis and Tefillin, but the Tzibur is davening, you're better off saying it with its brachas. If you're going to miss the Tzibur, then you're better off just saying Shema beforehand and saying Krishma again with its brachas when you daven B'Tzibur. That's the way it comes out here in the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that one should really be careful to make Zman Krishma, and a Tzibur should not make davening late at a time that they're missing Zman Krishma for the sake of some older people that come late. The Lashon it's used is V'chiyomer lo l'adam chatei kedei sheyizkeh chavercha, for the sake of some older people that couldn't come to shul earlier, the entire Tzibur is going to Mizman Krishma, so we do not wait for Yechidim. Whereas as far as the whole Tzibur is concerned, if a shul sets the Zman of davening later, to say especially in the summer, because the Tzibur is not going to come earlier, so there we have the previous halacha, that you should say Shema before davening, and then daven with the Tzibur. Says the Mechaber now, U'mitzvah min ha-mufchar. The ideal is likrosa kavasikin, to lain Krishma like the Vasikin. Who are they? Pirish Talmidim, V'rashi Pirish Anoshim Anovim U'machavivim ha-mitzvahs. So these vasikin who were mechavev mitzvahs, shayu mechavnim lekrosa ma'at kodem anetzachama, the vasikin were the ones that used to say Shema just before Neitz, and this way, pirish yitzias hachama, kamo he Neitzu harimonim, kidei sheyisayim krishma birchal seho im hanetzachama, so that they would finish Shema with the Neitz, v'yismo chatfilo miyad v'anetzachama, and begin Shmona Esrei at Neitz, because the Lechatchila Zman for Krishma is before Neitz. The Zman for Tefillah begins at Neitz Achama. Therefore, the ideal is, say Shema just before Neitz, and start Shmona Esrei immediately after Neitz. This is Kivosikin. Umi sheyochol lechaven lasos kein schoro meruba me'od. And whoever can do that gets a lot of schar. It says muftach lo that he will not that he's a ben olam haba and he will not get hurt the entire day. What is the Neitz Achama? The Mishnah Berurah paskins, although he brings different shittas, he says Neitz Achama is when the first ray of the sun, you actually see the ball of the sun, but the tip of it, the first tip of it comes above the horizon. That means that we do not wait until the entire sun rises. We also do not say that it's enough when you get the light from the sun. It's got to be that you actually see a little bit of the ball of the sun above the horizon. That is the Neitz. Says the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, that people who are zihirim, to say Krishma before Neitz, are allowed to daven and be masmir gula l'tfila. They are allowed to daven be yechidis Kavasikin, rather than wait for the Tzibur later. I mean, someone who is zoyer to daven Neitz is better off davening Neitz b'yachidus than waiting for the Tzibur and davening afterwards. It sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that we're dealing with Zahirim, people who do this regularly. It is not clear if the Mishnah Berurah would say the same for an individual who wants to do it just one day. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, Shir Honetz Achama, Hukumo Shir Sha'achas Kodim Shiala Kol Guf HaShemesh Ala Oretz. Neitz is about an hour before the entire ball of the sun goes above the horizon. Now the Nosekelim say that there's some kind of mistake here. Some are Goris Isur Shah, that it's 6 minutes. The Gross says Shlish Isur Shah, which means 2 minutes. So we do not know if the amount of time that it takes the ball of the sun to come up from that first ray till the entire sun comes up, whether it's 2 minutes or 6 minutes, but it does not seem to be the shear of Shah Achas of an entire hour that our print of the Ramah has.